To most of the world, the Bible is just a history book or a book of practical wisdom, but it's far more than those things. The Bible is God's Word. Here on Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, we believe that the Bible is more than just a bestseller, but it's powerful and life-changing. The Bible has the answers to your important questions and can teach us about the things that are visible and invisible. This is why we are excited to share God's timeless truths with you. We are glad that you have joined us this Sunday morning for our program, and our prayer, as always, is that you would allow God's Word to direct your life. Here is Pastor Burns.
John chapter 16, we'll begin our reading in verse number 1 together. John chapter 16, verse number 1. The Bible says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues, yea, the time cometh," this is Jesus speaking, by the way, "the time cometh when whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye shall remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me whither thou goest. But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart." Verse number 7. "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." I want us to notice tonight in the Word of God this expression we find in the seventh verse of the 16th chapter. The Bible says, "It is expedient for you." Look at that expression. It is expedient for you. Let's pray together. Lord, help us as we look at your word. Lord, thank you for the blessings that you've given to us, the opportunities of our life. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to be here tonight together in this place. And Lord, we know that when two or three are gathered together, that you are here with us. Lord, we know you are present with us, and we believe it by faith. So Lord, I pray that you'd work in our hearts and in our lives, and may you be glorified with, Lord, not only the message, but our response. And may we learn tonight how to deal with trials and difficulties in our life. Lord, again, we thank you for all you've done for us. We pray these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. You know, there are many things in my life, and I think that you could attest to the same. There's many things in your life that you simply do not understand. Maybe events in your life that you just don't know why these events took place in your life. Maybe there's some passages of Scripture in the Bible that are just beyond your understanding, and you've read them and you've looked through them, but you just don't understand what the Bible is teaching in that particular Scripture. I think the older that we get, the more we realize there's a lot we don't understand. There's a lot about life we don't understand. And we know that the Bible is truth. The Bible is not everything that God knows. The Bible is everything that God wants us to know. We understand that the Bible is wonderful and has great truths for our lives, but there are scriptures that we just don't understand. There are areas of God that are beyond our comprehension. The Bible talks about the peace of God that passeth all understanding. God's peace cannot be understood. And if God's peace is beyond human comprehension, then I would think the Godhead is probably pretty much up there as well, the Trinity. I mean, there are parts of the Bible that we don't understand. There's parts and circumstances of our life we don't understand. It's important to embrace what we don't understand and not blindly create a doctrine or a teaching as the false teachers do. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 12, the Bible says they speak evil of things that they understand not. It's important that we just believe what we don't understand by faith and understand that God is God, and that's okay, and to know that He is in control. Events of our life that we don't understand, difficult events in our life that we just don't understand why God would allow those circumstances in our life. I believe in this passage of Scripture, we have some truth to help us to digest those circumstances. I believe in this passage of Scripture, there's some help for us to understand not always the hand of God, but the heart of God in the circumstances of our life. If you're taking notes tonight, would you write this down? God knows what is best for our life. God knows what is best for our life, even when it doesn't seem clear, when it doesn't seem fair, or when it doesn't seem good. God knows what is best for our life. In our text in John chapter 16, Jesus is standing before his disciples. And he is the teacher, and he's teaching his students a lesson about life. In verse number 1, the Bible says here of the seriousness of the events that would take place in the disciples' life, that events that would soon come to pass in their life. And Jesus said in this passage of Scripture, in verse number 1 of chapter 16, Jesus said, listen, the things I'm about to tell you, the words I'm going to say, I hope that you don't become offended by them. I hope it doesn't cause you to stumble in your life. In verse number 2, he says, they shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh when whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. Great persecution would be upon the children of God, those who were religious. By the way, religion has always been the enemy of the true church. and the Judaizers and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they hated Jesus because religion is a big business, and they threatened their way of life. They threatened their system. Jesus taught truth. They didn't like that. They didn't like Jesus. And Jesus said there'll come a time when those that will come to you, they'll throw you out of their religious system and they'll kill you, and they'll say that they're doing this for God. They're doing the work of God. Verse number 3, the Bible says, and these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. They do these things because they don't know God and they don't know his Son, Jesus. The Bible says in verse number 4, so I want to remind you, he says, but these things I have told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you them. You know, I think it's important to be reminded of the words of the Lord. And, you know, that's why it's important to read the Bible and to hear Bible preaching, because in times of temptation in our life, the Holy Spirit will bring to our remembrance the Word of God, and that'll help us to have victory in our life. And Jesus said, listen, there's some difficult times that are coming. There's some hard times on its way. And I just want you to know that what I'm saying to you right now, you need to remember these words. It's important to remember what I have to say to you. It's important to remember the promises of God. It's important to remember the work of God, the love of God in our life. When Satan tempts us and Satan tries to whisper in our ear that God doesn't love us and God doesn't care about us, to remember what God has said in his word. Remember his promises and remember his precepts, and remember that God is just, he's there to help us. He's walking with us to help us in our life. Several years ago, I was at my mother's house, and she has an in-ground pool. And I was with the kids. We were playing in that in-ground pool, and I had jumped in that pool. And the design of the swimming pool is very weird. the shallow end drops off very quickly. So the actual divider, the slab, the cement slab that divides, it is almost like a wall. And I was playing with the kids, and I jumped into that pool to grab one of my kids, and my knee collided with that wall, basically. And I mean, I couldn't move my knee. I couldn't move my leg. And I went to the doctor, and the doctor x-rayed it and said I had a bruised knee and a bruised bone. And I mean, it was painful. And they gave me crutches to walk on, these crutches. And you know, it was fine for the first couple of days, but after a while, it got real annoying. I mean, oftentimes I would forget my crutches and I would walk from room to room. And one time I decided I was just going to set those crutches to the side, and I was wandering through the house, and I tripped and I fell. And I landed on my head, and I looked up, and there on the table were those crazy crutches. They're staring right at me, and they were mocking me. I know they were mocking me. And you know, God is always, he's just a call away. And the Bible says we need to be reminded that God is there to give us grace, to help in time of need, the difficulties of our life. And oftentimes we just take life by the horns and we try to figure it out ourselves. But we need to be reminded tonight that God is there. And he wants to help us, and he wants us to cast our burden upon him, because he does truly care about us. Humble ourselves in the sight of God, and the Bible says he will lift us up. And so in verse number 5, Jesus begins to lay out the final mile of redemption, our eternal salvation. He says in verse 5, "But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asked me whether thou goest, but because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart." Jesus said, it's time for me to go away, speaking of the cross. He's going to die on the cross. He's going to give his life for us. We are sinners by nature and sinners by choice. And listen, friend, I'll take a moment and explain this to you. The Bible teaches us that we are lost in our sin, we are undone, and the only hope for our eternal soul is Jesus Christ. He died for you, he died as you, he took your place on the cross. And Jesus is speaking of the cross. He says, I'm going away, tells the disciples. And the Bible says that sorrow fills their heart. They become saddened by the news that Jesus is going away. Can you imagine what it was like to walk with Jesus? Now, I know, I understand that Jesus is here with us. By faith, we believe that. But I mean, in a physical sense, can you imagine what it must have been like to watch Jesus spit on the ground and wipe some clay on a man's eyes? And when that clay was taken away, that man could see he was made whole. What a wonderful thing to be a part of. Can you imagine when Jesus raised the dead? Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came walking out of that tomb. Wow, it must have been just wonderful to physically walk with the Creator God and to walk through creation and allow the Creator God to give you the greatest commentary that could ever be known to man, to tell you the detailed creation that he made. And now Jesus is telling his disciples, I'm going away. I'm going to be gone. I'm leaving. The Bible says that sorrow filled their heart. They were sad to hear this news. And I mean, the truth is, we are a lot better when Jesus is near. We are a lot better when Jesus is with us. I mean, when Jesus left the disciples, the Bible says that Peter denied the Lord. He says, I'm going back fishing. The others said, we go with thee. I mean, they were a mess when Jesus wasn't around. And now Jesus is saying, I'm going away. I'm going to leave. And the Bible says their hearts were broken. And the Bible gives us the reason why. It says in verse number 7, I'm going to send to you the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, and he's going to guide you into all truth, and he's going to tell you what I tell him to say to you. He'll reveal to you me. And so Jesus gives to them the reason why he's leaving. And yet the Bible makes this statement in this passage of Scripture. Jesus said, I want you to know it is expedient for me that I go away. You know what that word expedient means? It means beneficial. It is good for you that I leave you. And the disciples are wondering why. Sorrow is filling their heart. They're puzzled by this. They don't understand why this was for their good. And that is really my message tonight. Because God does everything good in our life. I think one of the questions I get the most from people who don't know the Lord is they'll say something like this: if there is truly a God, then why is the world a mess? Why do we have hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? Why do we have so much hunger in the world? Why do we have so much trouble in the world? If there is truly a God, I want you to know something. God only creates that which is good. A good God makes that which is good. And the Bible says when God created this world, he said it was good. And when God created man, he said it is very good. But sin cursed this world. And the consequence of sin is death and selfishness embedded this world. And so hunger spread around the world. And because of hate came murder. Because of jealousy came crime. And we have a world today that is so far away from God. But God is a good God. And God created all things good. And so the Bible says in this passage of Scripture, Jesus said, I want you to understand, I'm going away, but this is for your benefit. This is for your good. Let's take our Bibles together. I want you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12 in your Bible tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And notice what the Scripture says in verse number 6. This is the Apostle Paul writing this epistle to the church at Corinth. And he writes, beginning in this epistle in verse number 6, he speaks of the fact that God had blessed him with many revelations. God has blessed him with a wonderful ministry. And he says that he doesn't want people to look at his life and bring glory to his name or bring glory to his ministry or bring glory to himself. But he wants people to see God. And it's not about me. It's not about our church. It's not about what we have done or 35 years of ministry. It's all about God. To God be the glory, great things he has done. And the Apostle Paul is saying in this passage of Scripture, listen, it's not about me. It's about God. And he says in verse 6, for though I would desire to glory, though my flesh would want a glory, I shall not be a fool. For I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man would think of me above that which he seeth me to be, and that he heareth of me. Verse number 7 says this, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelations, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. The Apostle Paul is saying that God allowed a thorn, a physical ailment that came upon his life. I believe from the book of Galatians it was blindness, but the Bible doesn't say what it was. But it was a physical thorn in his flesh, a burden that he had to bear every single day of his life, he says. In fact, he says, I prayed to God thrice, he says. And I don't believe it was three prayers, but three seasons of intense prayer. God, please take this thorn away. And God says, no, Paul, it is expedient that this thorn be in your life. You know, there are times in our life where God makes us take a turn, and we will never know the outcome of our life. We will never know the direction we could have taken, the mistakes we could have made, if it were not for God's intervention in our life. And God said, Paul, this thorn is needful. It is necessary, because pride is a dangerous thing. I don't understand, Lord. I don't understand why this thorn. Lord, I can serve you so much more if I didn't have this physical handicap in my life. And the Lord says, no, Paul, this is expedient for you. Hey, listen, I hope that this message, if this is unclear, it's my fault. If this is clear, it's God's fault. I hope if you get anything from this message, you get this simple truth: God always knows best. God always knows what is best for our life. I want you to turn with me to the book of Psalms and find the 119th Psalm in our Bibles tonight. Psalm 119.
You have been listening to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns, pastor of Kitchener Baptist Church. We hope that this message has encouraged you. Pastor Burns has served at Kitchener Baptist Church for more than 10 years. He is passionate about the Word of God and God's answers for today's problems. If Pastor Burns' ministry has helped you, he would love to hear your story. Connect with us online at timelesstruths.ca. You can help keep Timeless Truths Radio Ministry on the air by financially supporting this ministry. For more information on how you can partner with us, please visit our website at timelesstruths.ca or call us at 519-579-2236. Now, here is Pastor Burns with our Timeless Truth for today.
Sometimes life brings us to some difficult circumstances, and we don't always understand what God is doing. In those moments in our life when we can't trace the hand of God, we can't see what God is doing, we can always trust the heart of God, because God always does what is best. The Bible says that He only doeth wondrous things. And trusting God and trusting God's plan and trusting God's work in our life is so important to protect us from bitterness, to protect us from becoming angry at God. Trusting God is the key to success in the Christian life. And trusting God is our timeless truth for today.
Before too long, how quickly blue skies can grow dark and gentle winds grow strong. Suddenly fear is like white water pounding on the soul, and still we sail on, knowing that our Lord is in control. Doesn't mean from Christ. No matter how the driving rain beats down on those who hold to faith, a heart of trust will always be a quiet, peaceful place. Sometimes he calms the storm with a whispered peace. Holds us close and lets the wind and waves go wild. Sometimes he calms the storm, and other times he calms his child. Sometimes he calms the storm with a whisper.
Can make for strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RE Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. Whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RE Recovery offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RE Recovery is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith, anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your weekend for strong beginnings with RE Recovery? RE Recovery meets at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, every Friday night at 7 p.m. For more information, go to RERecovery.org or call 226-336-7680. That is RERecovery.org, 226-336-7680.